When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. Weekday mornings 8 to 9 on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. We're fortunate enough to have a large contingent, and by a large contingent, certainly, of brain power and acumen on from Precious Timber this morning. Joining us, of course, is Alex Wilson, who is the CEO of the company, and also Scott Thomas, the president of Investment Advisors, making AscensionWealth.net. He is an investment advisor for Precious Timber, and they're both joining us this morning to talk about what is a tremendous opportunity for you. You can go to PreciousTimber.com. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Stu. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you, Scott. Great to have both of you. And let's jump right into it because time seems to fly by when you're on. And I'll just address this to either one of you. You can make the decision. How do you go about educating potential investors in farmland? And why would they even choose this?
Well, Stu, that's a good start. I mean, obviously, agriculture is it's one of those things that everyone has to have. We all have to eat. And when we're looking at investments, there's various classes, of course, various places to diversify our portfolio. Scott can talk to that better than I can. But, you know, we're living in a precarious time when it comes to agriculture. According to the United Nations Department of Economics and Social Affairs, you know, one thing that the world population continues to do is to increase, and it's been increasing, you know, exponentially, in fact, over 12% from 6.7 billion to 7.5 billion during the last decade. So the same prospects are ahead of us. We're going to 11 billion by 2100. So the numbers of people on the planet and the amount of food that we eat is all in correlation with one another, and it makes a big impact on global farming. So,
well, we've got a serious, potentially a very serious problem. We're facing serious issues now because the inability of third world countries to keep pace and maintain a basic level here. But what do you think the potential consequences or benefits that this trend will have on global farmland, our food supply, and, you know, obviously our water?
Well, definitely the water. Obviously, that's why we specifically chose Nicaragua as one of the countries that we work in, because Nicaragua sits on the sixth largest freshwater aquifer on Earth. It gets many hundreds of inches of rain every year. But as the living standards of the lower economic classes increase, I mean, all over the world now for the past half century, those that are in the lower income classes have slowly seen their incomes increase. And as they do, you know, they have a great greater demand on resources, a greater demand for higher quality food. And so for those of us that are investing in that space, that bodes well for us, of course. And, you know, the population is not going to stop growing. And so as you look at places to diversify a portfolio, and especially a place that I think Scott might touch on, and that is, it's not very cyclical, like most asset classes become cyclical, you know, ups and downs of stock markets, ups and downs of real estate markets. When you're growing something in the ground, biology, Mother Nature is the one that's making the money for you. So it's a lower risk space the way I look at it.
All right, Scott, why don't you take it from there? You get the lead from Alex.
Thank you. I think that one of the first parts that I like to start with someone that is interested in understanding different types of global agricultural opportunities and farmland investment is a brief education. And so there's crop, there's crop mix, and there's various types of investment attributes that we look at. So one of the ways that you can access this asset class is through understanding that in agricultural-related companies have historically accounted for about 1.5% to 2% of the S&P 500. So agriculture investing is not new, and as a due diligence advisor for clients, we look at what's best suited for them in their particular situation. So obviously you can access agricultural asset classes through public stocks. We can build ETF portfolios, commodity futures. There's various things called commingled funds. There's co-investments, separately account managers, direct asset holdings. We like the private agriculture investment strategies, and so that's what led us to do a tremendous amount of due diligence with Precious Timber. And that actually started with a phone call with Alex. And so when through our investment committee meetings, Stu, we began to set up a series of due diligence calls with Alex and his team. And as we began to go through our policies and procedures to understand more and more about that, we wound up taking a trip down to Nicaragua. We were very attracted to the coconut industry, also the tropical timber hardwoods. Those returns are those nominal returns are 15 to 20%, depending on how you look at them. And we began to get real comfortable with how we wanted to own various types of private agriculture investment strategies. But that is really for a bigger investor. And so when you drill it down to a smaller investor, which would be $100,000 minimum, there's various ways that in self-directed IRAs, our clients can benefit from the agricultural space. So we love everything about what Precious Timber does and the management team, as well as the returns. So the risk profiling is done first from an advisor's viewpoint, then we begin to educate and match that up. So with Alex and his team and what they're doing with their fund and their operating strategies, it's fantastic. It really ticks all the boxes from a due diligence. So I think people really just need to get comfortable with investing in farmland and see how great it fits into a portfolio, and I can certainly help them figure that out.
All right, we see the tremendous population growth, difficulty in getting resources, managing them from a lot of even the bigger countries in the world who have some technological development, China, et cetera. It seems to me as you look ahead 10, 20, 30 years down the road, there's going to be a lot more focus on a lot of these third world countries in order to produce, since they have the natural resources, and obviously that would include Nicaragua as well. Comments?
Yeah, well, absolutely, Stu. I mean, obviously Latin America is a place that it has been a place, and it still is a place. It's going to get an even greater sort of attention on it. It's very close to the U.S., let's face it, and so the ability to grow you know, the quantity of food, not just for our needs here in the U.S., but, of course, we talked earlier here about the lower class sort of income earners, and that's been, for the most part, most of Central American citizens. And now Nicaragua, with a fast-growing democracy underway. I mean, they had their issues 35 years ago, but now for the last 35 years, no one's heard a word other than good news. And so that there's a population of 6 million people that are earning more money, eating better quality foods, eating more foods. And so, yes, across the entire region, both Central, South, and North America, going to be a greater demand on agricultural products. And so that's why I think Scott is right in saying that if it's placed properly inside of a portfolio, I think investors are going to see, A, great returns, but B, as I mentioned, something that's not going to zig and zag so often. So it's a great space, and it should be looked at, and it should be, you know, that people should get a good education on it. That's what Scott does for our clients and for others. And I think it's time. It's time for people to, you know, to wake up. The stock market's gone crazy. Is there going to be a correction? I don't know. I don't follow that stuff. But I know this. Whenever there is a correction, it gives quite a haircut, and it's nice to have something in your portfolio that's a stabilizing effect.
All right. Got time for a 10-second closing comment from Scott.
I think that though the United States is one of the most developed investment environments for agriculture, there are some compelling reasons to consider non-U.S. investments, specifically Latin American agriculture, as an investment advisor. Lower production costs, especially labor.
All right, we're out of time.
Yep.
Stay on as we go to a break. Alex Wilson, Scott Thomas, PreciousTimber.com. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't over-talk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
You never know how I love you. A teenage dream that can't come true. I see you too.
All right, we're back, and I once again getting hung up on one of my all-time favorite songs. You know what I'm finding more and more and more fascinating every single day. Like everybody else out there, I can't anticipate the outcome. Is Trump actually even more brilliant in certain ways than I have thought and most people have thought? Now, why do I say that? He has so thoroughly confused everyone out there. He has displayed tenacity, perseverance, and a no-fear approach to everything. He's not backing down to anybody. And I think he may be winning this battle. Now, he's never going to stop the no-Trumpers or the people who hate him. That's inevitable. But it's an interesting story here, how the Democrats can't even seem to come close to diagnosing what the problem is. They see too little identity politics rather than too much as their problem. And the track that they've gone off on is just absolute insanity. A hate group, Black Lives Matter, open borders, promising free tuition and tax hikes, opposing fracking and pipeline construction, the big push for single-payer health care, and an ever-expanding transgender agenda, as well as abortion. It's not that these positions don't have some merit in their own right to smaller segments. By and large, and I mean, who gives a damn compared to the bigger issues? These are not the majority of issues facing the majority of people. Then you got Hollywood that has been embraced. Thank you, Harvey. You got the media, the biggest bunch of jerks out there. Are the NFL protest wins over voters. You know, I look at Target when they lost a large percent of their business. Procter & Gamble, by doing political things. You know, if you run a business, and I've run a couple, why would you offend at least half of the people who give you the business on issues that are so heightened in people's minds, politics and religion? Why would you do it? There's a certain degree of stupidity. The National Football League, and I first of all, I have to tell you, I mean, my favorite thing to watch is the National Football League. It used to be years ago when there were real boxers, heavyweight boxing championships, Marvin Hagler and all of them, George Foreman. It's been professional football for decades now. And the National Football League is in self-destruction mode. You've got this complete idiot. I mean, honestly, God, a complete idiot and fool in Colin Kaepernick. Now, I know, I don't know, but he's got millions of dollars. He won't have to worry financially. But his soul and spirit are guided by another motivator. Defending the likes of Black Lives Matter and others. Thugs, by and large, thugs. And you see the destructive consequences. So I say to myself, why can't people in the general public who have their futures at stake, who choose to go off on this course of aberration, why can't they recognize this? Is it truly a mental disorder? So what Congress does and what politicians and political pundits, they think and they keep hoping that Trump will implode, quit, be jailed, get sick, even die or impeachable. Now, the probability of any of those is open, just like the probability to a number of those things is open to all of us. Here we are now in middle October, 2017. Can anyone cite the real potential of any crimes that Donald Trump has committed? No. And yet he's the target. Maybe it's my imagination, but it seems like a lot of this has subsided. A lot of the issues that we're facing because Trump seems to be making such a wonderful run at overcoming the obstacles presented to him, both with immigration, on economics, on all of these other important components, so that somehow it's burying the gravity of the problems against Trump. He's overcoming them. I mean, just recently, basically shattering Obamacare. Oh, boy, I'll love him just for that. Now we're going to get through tax reform. Now playing the game with Mitch McConnell. It's all a game, and who plays it better than Trump? It's an incredible situation where I'm sitting back and saying now, is he so much smarter than everyone else? And yet he'll come on and play stupid, making fools out of people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, who spend that whole Morning Joe show. I used to watch the whole thing, blasting with their political cohorts like Donny Deutsch and Mike Barnicle. Ugh. You know, they just sit there like little puppies, and whatever Joe says goes. I think it's coming back. I think it's coming back to cause regret, because as I ask here almost every day, I'll ask again today, how are you doing in the stock market? When Trump promises to restore Christmas nomenclature, to build a border wall, or to bark back against the NFL, he bets that 51% of the voting public is likely on his side. His tweets may be inappropriate. They may diminish the status of the presidency, but they're really on the wrong side of public opinion. All right, we're going to take a break.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texan.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from. And once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Jean, roses are red. All the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low.
All right, we return, and once again, the award for genius. Yeah, I think this is a case where you can use the word genius. It may really apply to Donald Trump, who apparently, with his toughness, his acumen, and his lack of dependency on everyone, just may be the case for a successful presidency by the time we're through, because he might have driven by that particular point everyone so crazy that they just can't, that they can't hang in there anymore. How do you defeat this guy? Well, first of all, if I knew how to defeat him, I wouldn't go on air, because I support him. Doing marvelous things for this country. Can you imagine where we're going with GDP growth, job creation, tax reform, immigration, hopefully the wall, the pipeline, as I indicated earlier? It's positively amazing. Absolutely positively amazing. So when you want to look at the morons on the left, I know I always get emails, I insult them, but honestly, can I tell you something? I have to say it. I have to say it because I believe it. And so do most people out there. And I want to tell you, there is a growing contingent of people out there who agree with me, who for one reason or another are intimidated and won't say anything. Our closest friends, my best friend's wife lives in a very liberal town and has these group meetings with these radical left-wing fanatics. And I say, why would you even spend time with them? Because she does not look for confrontation, and they've been friends for years. And they're about as narrow-minded as anybody you'd ever want to meet. And I always say to our friends, you know, I don't mind getting together with this. Don't get me together with them. First thing they do is bring up politics. It's like a disease. You keep losing and you don't recognize that you're losing. It's a little different than a disease, because if you have one, what you want to do is have the power and the intestinal fortitude to get better. But the things are true in suicide fashion about what the far left is doing. And I say, keep going. You know, it's like Nancy Pelosi's comments. She's on yesterday supporting Obamacare. And I say, just stay in office, Nancy. Stay in office. Hillary Clinton support her husband's sexual escapades, brushing them aside, but going after Donald Trump and Harvey Weinstein? I mean, is there something wrong with ignoring the obvious? But what is the logic of temporizing Republican senators who got reelected by blasting the Iran deal, open borders, Obamacare? It was done on the premise that their posturing votes would never, ever really matter. You got Bob Corker. I mean, you talk about traitors in the party. Funny how they're all in, Arizona seems to be a state and what has been such a conservative state in terms of voting and the border. But you got John McCain, Jeff Flake. And then, of course, you got Bob Corker, who suddenly lost it. See, the issue is, it's not just Trump's outbursts or his tweets, but the comparisons between his targets. And I read a fascinating article on this about dignity. It's time to take dignity and just throw it aside. Because you see where dignity got Mitt Romney? You see where dignity got John McCain? And I wouldn't call him a dignified person, but he yielded as well. John McCain's problem when he was running for president was slightly different. We were in the beginning of a horrific economic crisis. And John McCain came out and stupidly said, you know, I don't really know a lot about economics. End of presidency, John, and outsmarted by Barack Obama, who it turns out knows nothing about it, maybe even less than you, but it's all about perception. So the issue is never just Trump and his outbursts, but the comparisons between his targets. NFL players may not be presidential, but Trump's pushback is judged by many voters on the basis of its intent. In other words, an effort to oppose the growing trend of multimillionaire athletes refusing to stand for the national anthem. If we have never seen a president stoop to fight with the NFL, we have also never seen the NFL kneel to self-destruction by offending millions of its fans. If the president can't defend the national tradition of standing in honor of the American flag during the national anthem, how far have we gone? Pollsters, pundits, and the media have vastly underestimated how many in America. All of these multi-millionaire athletes and pampered athletes, the usual targets of Trump, how many there are. And Trump, remember, in his own right, is a billionaire. So take a sampling of some of the most well-known tweets and adolescent outbursts. And, hey, I couldn't be... I'm not on wait in line to agree with on that. I mean, it worked in the primary, and it seems to now be working as president, although I don't have no idea why he keeps going after Jeff Sessions and his vice president, whom he makes fun of, Bob Pence. These things, I can't explain everything. I don't know if there is an explanation. I'd love to just sit down and say, Mr. President. However, I'm not going to anticipate what the answer would be. Bob Corker, he attacked Bob Corker's height. He referenced Rex Tillerson and talked about how his IQ, he bets, is a lot larger than Rex Tillerson's. Of course, we all know about the battles with Megyn Kelly, Megyn Nothing Kelly, or on the deprecating capture and imprisonment over John McCain. Rules you just don't. Rules you don't break. I mean, I don't like John McCain. I dislike John McCain, a war hero. The designation is there. McCain is a jealous, angry vengeful person who will vote against the person rather than for the program he commits for. But he's retaliatory, and he shows it every single day. Remember that everybody had first attacked Trump, and sometimes viciously. Corker had made the claim that Trump's White House was in chaos, a reality show. And he even mentioned the possibility of World War III. Now, think about a politician in office, not even someone who's out of office, playing up to the American public because of his hatred for a particular person, in this particular case, Donald Trump, and talking about the threat of World War III. You're an American citizen sitting home, and we all know about the dangers and the high tension going on in the world. And now you have to hear about the reality of World War III starting. I don't think it's a good idea. Bad judgment of Bob Corker. One more segment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Pat Buchanan. I just finished a 20-minute interview with my old friend Stu Taylor, who's one of the best in the business and a conservative and traditionalist of the first rank. You folks ought to listen to him.
Now, this show isn't over. I don't mean Stu Taylor on business. I mean the Donald Trump show. You've got a shark in the waters out there in Robert Mueller. I believe with every ounce of essence that I have that he's in this to get Trump. We don't hear about this. We don't hear about the Debbie Wasserman Schultz case thing. We're starting to hear about the tarmac issue with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch that these pages were uncovered. Imagine. Hidden by our own FBI. So you want to ask me if I have any confidence at all in our government agencies, and my answer is none. No confidence in my government agencies, a lot of people working there. I'm not painting this with a broad brush. I know a number of people who work in government who are so totally devoted it would defy the imagination to understand. But this is a whole different world. It's a whole different universe. It's a whole different country. And we're starting to get some ideas what it's like to live under a police state. So you got this huge, massive fifth column police state. Now you can call me a conspiracy theorist. It's nothing I ever would have said. But I'm saying it now. And what you can do is isolate Donald Trump from all of this. I mean, it sounds bizarre, but it's true. How can one man fight a nation? And I'm sure there'll be a book out there, Donald Trump's quest and ability to control, you know, there'll be some title, some book coming out when this is all over. But it ain't over till it's over. We know that. And the concern is that the concern is obviously that something comes up with Mueller and they paint it, because they're going to paint to distort this picture. They're going to come back they're going to find something in his tax returns that might be punishable with a slap on the wrist. The guy, you know, the guy's a billionaire. He does thousands and thousands of trips. Every time I look up, yeah, there he is yesterday in his Arlington, Virginia winery. Are you going to tell me there isn't any case or any question to be concerned about any degree of impropriety? Remember, the biggest problem in the world isn't religion and it's not terrorism. It's corruption. And we're witnessing it right now. People can talk all they want, but look at the bottom line. So what's Trump's motive in looking thin-skinned and petty? Because he does. He has to strike back. But he's able to reestablish a relationship, which is so uncommon. He'll be like with Mitch McConnell yesterday. Although McConnell was a little bit back offish, they professed their friendship. There were very few friendships. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, and I don't understand that one. Don't go after Trump unless you're willing to be dragged down with him. Because that's what's going to happen. If you get into a fight, you won't want to get into this fight. I'm so proud of the president stepping up to go after the NFL. When have we ever seen the NFL kneel to self-destruct by offending millions of fans? I just can't believe it. I think it was the San Francisco 49ers that half the team kneeled this weekend. Get them the hell off the team. First of all, they're a lousy team anyway, the worst team in the NFL. I got to believe you could replace all of those guys with comparable ball players. Trump is defending the national anthem. He knows the politicians, the media hacks, the celebrities who attack them, that they are the same sanctioning bullies by nature. Their professions traffic in self-righteous invective. But the public enjoys seeing them taken down, which is one of those unforeseen reasons that they don't get it. When Hillary Clinton gets out and speaks, Nancy Pelosi gets out and speaks, it's like they're in some kind of bubble. The nonsense, the trash, the idiocy. And they actually believe their own crap, their own garbage. So Trump isn't avoiding controversial issues. He's inherited them. Problem was, is not his in a lot of these cases. The Democrats are saying you now own Trump gear. Dismissing any idea that they created this huge, huge monster, which has hurt so many people. Now it's Trump's fault. I don't know what's going to be done here, but I can tell you this. Whatever is done, and the effect to get rid of Obamacare will be a major, major step up. And best for this economy, best for the moral fiber of this nation, best for the future of the United States. So I say there's a lot of optimism in the midst of all of this, and in many ways, Trump is exceeding my expectations. I wonder if he's exceeded yours. All I ask you to do is look at the facts. And I leave you with the saying, how are you doing in the stock market today? Stu Taylor, thanking you for listening. We'll see you here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.